I don't know if you remember this particular opening. This was actually on the original PlayStation game as well when it was loading the game. Of course, I'm not a very good player even there. Game is powered by Namco. It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer! Remember that one? All right, so let me go right ahead, get right into the game. Oh, this brings back memories. I don't know if it's just me, but here we go. Whoops.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 52 for, oh my god, where are we? Sometime getting towards middle to late September. Yeah. I have Neil on my left and Dave on my right.
Hello. Your left or my right?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. So, probably the first thing we should talk about is we should address the train wreck that was last week's episode.
I think you did a good job, to be fair. I listened to it earlier while I was watching my son's football.
Oh, good. You listened to that one. The first hour. You were sober that one, so you listened back to it.
Yeah. Like, he said it was a train wreck, so I was like, I should probably listen to see how bad it was then. I thought when I cut off on the first time was pretty good, actually, because it wasn't like I was in the middle of a word or anything. I just went silent. It was quite good.
It usually takes us a while before we figure it out. You've gone missing. Yeah, so that was quite the. You know what? I do that though. I always, so many times I finish an episode, I think, oh my god, that was absolutely awful, and then I go back and listen to it. It wasn't so bad. I don't know what it is, but
things were happening though. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was a lot going on there that went. So obviously we. Well, I mean, most of it was really the bad stuff was me because Neil, I mean, your internet fell out a couple of times. But yeah, the first
I cursed it, didn't I? Saying, I even mentioned it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was like I predicted the future.
Well, and then I said the episode was cursed and it got worse. So for anyone who doesn't, so I mean, I came back and said, you know, obviously Neil's internet went down and then everything came out of my butt, right? It was not, I had an upset tummy. Then your internet went down again, didn't it? And we just carried on. And then my daughter comes down. I thought it was caught on the show, but I don't think it was. She came down and she said, because the kids are under explicit orders not to interrupt. But she came down. She said, Mummy's mouth is bleeding. And I was like, okay, well, my wife's had sort of these, you know, blisters on the roof of her mouth before. Sometimes they can get quite bad. Mm. And I was thinking, oh, well, maybe that's what it is. Okay. And she's just getting a bit upset with just, maybe they're bad today or something. I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So I came upstairs and my wife is sitting there, basically looks like she's been beaten up by Mike Tyson. She's got like just blood and puffed face everywhere. So basically she'd been out walking the dog and the dog had bolted for another dog, caught her off guard and dragged her face first across the pavement for like a couple of yards. So she was just fucked up. Like, no, there's no other way to put it. I was like, right. So I was not coming back after that. That was,
Is she all right now, is she?
She is, yeah. The first couple of days were mental. Right, she just looked so bad, like swollen lips and face, and
can't eat anything, or
it just she was miserable. Like she doesn't take injuries well either, right. So it's just it was not good. And we took her to the hospital. Like she had a big cut in her knee; every part of her body was cut somehow. I don't know how that happened. And then Sunday we're at the hospital to get her some stitches in her knee. And by about sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, she was starting to look normal. But before that, I was like, I'd marry the elephant woman. It's just bonkers. It's bonkers. Like, you know.
So you've been on full duty of take the dog out and cook and sort the kids out.
Yeah, well, that's what comes along with something like that when one person's incapacitated, right? You know, you guys know if one of the parents down, what you always hope for is that both parents don't go down at the same time. So that was a little bit, and just moving into that, the whole week has just been kicking my ass, like work is kicking my ass. So it's just, I am so glad to be at the end of the week. It's been a long, long haul. So anyway, can I just say thanks, guys, for seeing out that episode without me at the end. You did a sterling job.
It was a little bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, let's see how this goes then.
Well, I listened to it as best as I could when I was editing it, and I thought that was right at the start. You were sort of like, well, okay, here we go. but once you settled in and you just started having it in, then it was all right. It's good. Yeah, it was really good.
It's almost like we've done this 50 odd times now.
I know, mate. It's funny that, isn't it? How about your weeks? Should we roll this into the what we've been doing for the week?
So my wife and daughter have had a really bad cough and a cold all week from about Sunday. So it's definitely cold and not anything else related. But it's still been pretty shit.
Yeah.
So they were home and they went school. Then went to school on Thursday, yesterday, and today. And the missus, she works at the school, and she went back on Thursday as well. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of me picking things up,
picking up the slack,
basically doing
picking up dirty tissues.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Why can I not? I put a bin down next to it, like next to them in the end.
Let it all out, son.
Yeah. It's just like, I haven't really been up to much apart from that. Really, just sort of looking after them, and you know, nobody could sleep because they're fully bunged up, and then everybody sleeps in the day, but you know, you've got to tiptoe around them.
It sounds like a perfect week for you.
it's been one of them, but yeah. I'm glad I could get things sorted for them.
Yeah, good. They're feeling better now anyway, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing that they could catch, right? So
no, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're having a little bit of a resurgence here on the old COVID.
Cases are numbers up. Over up 1.4 or something now.
Yeah.
Definitely looks bad on that graph.
Yeah, our numbers are up. Our deaths are good. You know, it's very low, but
comparatively, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the numbers are going up, and we just heard like one of our friends works at a school and they've had a case. And so I don't know what's, you know, it's coming again, right? It's just.
Yeah. So. Well, up north in, I think it's Manchester, Bolton,
Lancashire.
They're going back into lockdown.
Really?
Yeah. So it's the kids. I don't know if it is the kids actually, but
who knows? They must have made the most of that eat out to help out up there north.
I think here it's a question. You know, people got to the end of the summer and then they started to relax a little bit, and more people are seeing more people. And,
yeah, getting out for drinks, socializing.
It's just, I don't know.
Well, obviously schools are back, but like my son's football team are back playing, and like I said, I was at football earlier with a whole different group of kids. I'm just keeping my distance from every fucker. And hope that none of them kids have got it.
They announced this week that my curling club was going to open and they're going ahead with the curling season. There are definitely curling clubs that aren't going ahead with the season, and I'm not going back. I said, no, I'm not going to go back. So that's just a slice of like of things people are trying to get back to normal. Like you're hearing more and more people are saying, yeah, we went out to a patio and had dinner here. And like, whereas before there's 6 months of no one doing anything at all. So it's no surprise that stuff's creeping up again. So
it reminds me of, I saw a news article on BBC yesterday. Football team loses 37-0 in socially distancing match.
Yeah. I didn't read it. I saw the headline, but I didn't read the story.
football team
can't mark anyone or tackle anyone. Yeah.
So, at least they're playing by the rules. Their rules.
So when your son's playing football, Neil, is that right?
Mm.
And then what do they just play as normal or?
Well, I've not actually been to a
good match. Dad.
No, because like
I thought you just said you were social distancing when you went. But,
no, that was like
a social distancing.
A training session Friday.
Oh, okay.
Because he does like his main team, and then he does like this extra training session that we went to tonight with other people, and I was like. Yeah, it was like a load of adults, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stand here, look at my phone, get the podcast played, then watch a bit of the football, and I'm not sure we'll be going back, to be honest.
Yeah. It must be a sort of a godsend for people like me, you know, maybe people like you, just like don't want to talk to these people anyway. Right?
Yeah. It was like weird, because he's been to this thing, like it's called like an academy, but. Yeah, that was not academy standard that they were there tonight. I was like watching it because there's one of his mates that went like for the last year or two to the same thing as theirs, and they've got a whole load of new kids there. And I'm like, they don't look like they're really good at football. So I was like, they make my son look like fucking Ronaldo or Messi. It's like, okay. I mean, he's all right, don't get me wrong, but he just looks way better than everyone else on the pitch. I was like, right. Okay, I'm not sure we're going to be coming anymore because that's not really going to be great for him.
Mm. No.
Is it sort of, yeah. I think we have here, there was something similar. Like, I guess when you have these people who form like private organizations for kids' sport, like they did that here. These guys were touting, I think this is from South Africa or something like this new spectacular South African coaching method for football or whatever like that. We're like, okay. So we threw our daughter in like, oh no, we threw my son into it.
Mm.
And it was just dreadful. Right? It was just.
The thing is like the training they've had in the past has been great, but like they had where they used to go was like what they called a 3G pitch and it was part of the school. Like it's on the school grounds and it's like a full size adult football pitch, which they then split up into smaller areas. So it's a massive place for like loads of kids. Today there was like it looked like about two tennis courts worth of space. And there's like a group of really little kids who fucking just humorously like can barely like they kind of like run with the ball.
Yeah,
they don't actually touch the ball. They don't touch the ball. They're just like running along where the ball rolls, and when it stops, they're just like looking around as if to say, "What the hell am I doing?" I'm like, "Oh my god!" So they're really little, and then there's like an intermediate age group, and my son's like, and the year or two below him as well. We're in his group, and it's just like not enough space. I could see he was well bored, and it was like, right. "Oh dear."
Yeah, that's
paid like 50 quid for this for the next 11 weeks. So yeah, like I say, before it was good, and he was getting like there was only like six or seven of them, and there's like two coaches training them, and it was all good. So because they were all half decent players, but now it's like, yeah, he's just so much better than everyone else. It was like okay, but yeah, we'll see.
What else have we got on for general week stuff then?
I picked up my second pair of glasses that I ordered, finally. And they're like my PC glasses.
Oh, is that PC bins? Is that what you call
them? Yeah. So they're like, instead of, because of my other ones, I've got them bloody varifocals. So at my computer, when I'm playing my video games, my varifocals, when I look down with my eyes to the bottom of the screen, it's like, oh, it's all blurred. That's not good. So I have to move my whole head. But now I've got like single visions at the right sort of range for my PC.
Okay.
Instead of like long distance and close. I can actually see everywhere on the screen without having to move my entire head.
Is this a glasses story that you're happy with then?
Because I'm happy with these. And they were a lot cheaper. I had to pay 35 quid for these. So...
Yeah, just as an aside, I didn't mention my wife chipped her tooth as well, and she scuffed her new glasses as well.
Oh.
Luckily, the glasses scraped in under warranty, so she got those fixed. Tooth, not so much warranty.
No.
But fixed anyway this week, so.
What have I done with it?
I don't know. it's a chip. I don't know what they do. Put some Play-Doh on it or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Play-Doh, sculpt it, blast it with UV or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had one of them. Well, I had a couple of them.
I'm only guessing, but I'm assuming that's what they did, so.
I can't get into the dentist for my son. He needs to check. He needs to go see the dentist because he's got like
kids' teeth
bits at the bottom of his
he's teeth.
Kids'
teeth. Like,
no. Yeah, exactly. He's got kids' teeth. Like, and they're just like, no, we're not seeing anyone unless it's an emergency. I'm like, for fuck's sake. So, how long is this going to be for? Like, is the kid like not going? He's already been like 18 months since he went to the dentist or something because we didn't go because it was like at the beginning of the lockdown when we were supposed to go. And so it's like, oh, so do I need to just fuck off to another dentist then if you're not going to see them?
Maybe.
Fucking, and then you try and find an NHS dentist. There's one not far away, but it's private, and I'm like, fucking, I don't know how much that's going to cost.
Yeah, we have to pay for our dentists here. It's brutal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to join not going to the dentist for a while.
I've been fairly fortunate with my teeth, so...
I don't mind going. Now we're talking about dentists. Like I was not very good at going to the dentist in my 20s, and but now I'm fine. Even though I got to pay for it every time, I'm pretty rigorous on going like as often as I need to get cleaned and whatever. Like I just don't want teeth problems.
Do you go to the hygienist then?
Yeah.
Oh man, it was like a bloodbath when I went to the
hygienist. Oh god! Yeah. Every time.
I was like, that's disgusting. She's like, do you floss? I was like, no. She was like, you better start doing it then.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
It is like a bloodbath every time I go, and sometimes I can't believe I'm paying for it. But here's the really weird thing. Do you want to hear something really weird?
Go on.
There's one part of my gums right at the back next to one of my molars at the back where every time they stick the thing in to clean it out, it's really painful, but I really like that one particular bit in my mouth of pain. I don't know what's going on. It's like some really weird, really weird sort of like, that one I'm okay with. I don't know why that particular part of my mouth can be stabbed and poked. It's okay. I don't know. That's just... Do you notice that as you get older? There's some really weird shit in your mind. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of having massive pains in my teeth, I've got to be honest. I had root canal done because I didn't get the dentist for donkey's years. And then like, it was like, my teeth are really hurting. And it's like, yeah, you need root canal. It's like, oh, fuck. So it's like an infection and all that shit. So it took about fucking 2 months of going and drilling into your teeth. And
well, it's kind of setting my teeth on edge just thinking about that. It was,
I've not had any fillings though. Like, other than that, like, I had to have that done, and then I had no fillings ever. But I did crack a tooth, and they had to remove that bastard. Oh, that was a pain in the ass. Well, it was a pain in the gob, actually, but there you go.
Hey! Tell us about Terminator, then.
Well, it's Sky Premiere today. Terminator Dark Fate, the latest one. So this is the first movie I'm going to talk about in a while that I didn't think was shit. So,
okay.
I thought it was actually really good. Loads of nods to the past and stuff like that in it. And I was actually like, I was enjoying it anyway. And there was loads of bits where it was just making me crack up because I was like, oh, that's really fun. I can't really talk about it because it's like all spoilers. But...
So set the scene. When is this? Is this post?
It's kind of, I guess it's now.
So is this?
I can't remember what's happened in the last movies. The only one I really remember are the first two. I'm not sure I remember anything of any of the other Terminator movies.
Okay. Is there a Sarah Connor or John?
So Sarah Connor's in this film, like Linda Hamilton, and she's I don't know how old she is now. What, 60 odd?
Right.
She's supposed to have died though. In the third one, he mentions that his mum died or something.
Yeah, there's multiple timelines, and
clearly multiple timelines because obviously she's alive and other things that are shown in the film. I was like, well, I don't ever remember this happening before.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, it's good. I actually really thought it was really good the way
they
did it.
Okay.
So I do recommend if you're into like anything, especially the old ones.
Yeah.
No, I watched Terminator 3.
It's got all the old guys in it.
I watched Terminator 3 the other day. I think we might have talked about it on here. But I watched it and really enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm not saying I've enjoyed everyone, three, but three was the one.
Yeah, I think what was there? Christian Bale one. Which one's that?
Oh, that's four.
That's four.
Yeah, is that a completely different story? I don't
that one I didn't really think that much to.
I don't think anybody.
I'm not sure I've even seen the one before this. Genesis, is it? With what's the name? Who's in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, is that five? Yeah.
I have no idea. So I think this is Terminator 100 that I've just watched, I think. Because there could be all sorts of stories going on elsewhere in comics, and I don't even know. Is there a TV show? I don't even know.
There could be another
timeline, maybe.
I think it was Warner Brothers live action theater, or, you know, 3D picture theater that was actually canon as well. That they used some of that in, or parts of that in another film as canon.
Right.
So, yeah, there's lots of different things about Terminator.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stupid action movie at the end of the day. So it's not going to be like...
Well, the first one was a horror movie.
Yeah.
The first one was a...
Second one was definitely like big blockbuster action movie.
Yeah.
So it was the third
one. And that was this. Yeah, exactly. That's what it became. Yeah. And it's got, you know, what Arnie's renowned for in it. And I was like, yeah, it's good. I like it. He's like, they're all old, but it's really good.
So well cheesy, obviously. So Salvation was the... Rise of the Machines was the third one with the female Terminator.
Yeah.
Fourth was Salvation with Bale. Fifth was, Genesis, and then I guess the sixth is this one.
So, the one with Bale, was that actually set in the future?
I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's him. He's taken over from John Connor being the leader of the resistance. Yeah.
It's done after Skynet's destroyed most of humanity, right? So whether it's how far in the future it is, it's apocalyptic anyway.
Yeah. Three was the one where Terminator came back and then put on the bloody glasses from what's it called? Piano guy.
Piano guy.
Musician. Oh God, memory. Candle in the Wind.
Elton John.
Elton John, he puts on Elton John's glasses, doesn't he?
But he rips them off afterwards, doesn't he?
Yeah. But it was just
I'm going to have to watch that. I reckon they're probably all on Sky, so I'm going to have a look. I might have a watch of a couple of the others as well.
There you go, that's what you could do on a Sunday. We ain't got any Formula 1 this
weekend. I'll be working.
Oh, yeah. You could take a toilet break. Just, you know.
Yeah, just like a 2-hour toilet break.
Thing again?
No.
So I have upgraded my son's PC, took out the board and the graphics card, and I said to his friend who lives down the street, I said, look, if you can get a PC, bring him over and I'll swap out and I'll put these parts in your PC, right? Because it'll be better than the shit that you've got. So he turned up and brought the PC, and it was like a proper Lenovo business machine.
Oh, no.
But actually, I made it work to a point.
Okay. So
it wasn't too bad. Like, the board came out, and it's really weird how they, you know, they're effectively their OEM machines, right?
Yes.
So I was really, when he first turned up with it, I was like, uh-oh, this might not be good. But actually, the drives were SATA and the power supply went straight into the board, no problems. And the board fit too. I had to do some jiggery poke. It was really weird. I had to take out the fans to get the hard drives out to get the next fan out. It was like how they build it or whatever. And the only thing I really had struggled with was the power button connectors were not the same. So I had to like splice wires or whatever and get them onto the main board somehow.
Getting your soldering iron out, were you?
Nearly. I didn't quite do that. I ended up taking the connector and just taking the
hammer out.
A blade. Yeah, to good it, old a blade. It was a Stanley knife. So anyway, I made it work. The only problem was the power supply, and it did not have a 6-pin for a graphics card. So I said to him, I sent him away. I said, it's going to be better than what you have, what it was, but the graphics card isn't working. So I'm on the hunt for a power supply to change out. But yeah, I was pretty pleased with that. So, and he brought me around a load of muffins that he made to say thank you. So I was feeling good from doing some.
Were they special muffins?
No, they weren't. Well, they were, if they were special, they were probably gluten-free because his family, they can't eat any of that sort of stuff or whatever. But so yeah, they were quite special in that way. In fact, they've all, of the 12 muffins, bizarrely, I've only had one and the rest are missing. So I don't
know. They must have been all right, though.
They're like, you know, whatever.
So where's my muffins? I'd work for those.
So I'm just going to find him a power supply and then hopefully I can get him up and running. I'm getting quite a good, it's really weird. I'm getting a good feeling from helping someone. I don't understand.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's not.
It's not right,
well,
is it?
You're Canadian, aren't you? No. You're Canadian. That's what you're supposed to be like, aren't you?
Yeah. 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 That's it, yeah.
Tapping my inner Canadian, yeah. So yeah, that was pretty much it for me. Dave?
Cool. I've watched the first couple of episodes of The Boys season 2. I don't know if any of you got watched The Boys.
I've not seen any of it, but I keep hearing it's good.
Yeah, Amazon. I watched season 1. I loved it.
Yeah. Season 2. I've watched the first 3 or 4 episodes.
It's only coming out one a week, isn't it? Not like they haven't just dumped a whole lot on.
Oh no, is it? Oh, I don't know.
I think so. I don't know. That's what I read somewhere, I thought, but maybe.
Probably. Oh, okay. Filmed in Toronto.
As everything else is.
Yeah, a lot is.
All the tax breaks. Yeah, very good. It continues the story and it keeps you invested.
Cool.
But yeah, if it's only coming out weekly, and if you're like me and like to just, you know, watch 10 episodes in 2 days, wait until they're all out. But yeah, that's about it, really. Trying to think about anything else I've done.
I was starting watching something else, actually. I forgot about that. I was watching that Lovecraft Country, which is Sky. I've only watched the first 2 episodes, and it's, well...
Lovecraft, what? As in the Kraken HP. And...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, well, it's not... There's no Kraken... Well, there's not Krakens, exactly.
Not Kraken. It's like tentacle monsters.
It's
and...
set in, well, I guess, is it 50s or 60s? I don't know. When was the Korean War?
End of the 50s, wasn't it?
50s, yeah.
So I think it's set around there. Because one of the guys has come back from, well, he's in the army. And it's a lot.
Early 50s, 1950
to 53. What,
Korean? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's there. And it's like they're all, he's a black guy. Most of this cast are all black. So, you know. Goes without saying, that time in America, not particularly great for black people, probably.
Some would argue a lot.
Particularly, it wasn't great. There was all like segregation and lots of stuff like that going on. So, yeah, it's just a bit weird. So, yeah, but it's all right so far. I don't know. I'll carry on watching it.
That's on Sky. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like the first episode, it's all fairly normal until the end. And then it's like, oh my God, it's just taken a big left turn. Yeah. It was all right, though, so far.
Cool. Based on a novel, apparently, of the same name.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the emails and tweets and whatnot. First off, we've got friend of the show, Christian, says, "Hey up, guys. Hope you've had a great week. Was thinking about when Fraser was talking about working at that theme park and how roughshod it was. Well, I just watched an amazing documentary on HBO called Class Action Park. It's crazy. They have loop-to-loop flume ride where kids kept coming out with lacerations. And upon investigation, they found children's teeth had got lodged at the top of the loop, which was causing the injuries. Class Action Park. We all need to watch that for sure.
Yeah, we should put as a homework for next week.
Yeah, that's your homework, everyone. He says...
Where did you find that? Oh, wait, HBO Max? What the hell's that?
I don't know.
Where'd you get that?
Actually, he's in England, right? So, HBO Max?
I don't know how you get on that.
I don't even know if we have. I think we have HBO here, but you have to get it through a provider. He says he has got a question for us. Has anyone had any unexpected perks when bumping into an old friend? I remember going to Forest in the late 90s and was surprised at the beginning of the season an old mate was working at the pie stand. I ordered a pint and a pie and gave him a fiver. He came back with my order, 2 pints, a pie, and a Yorkie bar and changed for a 50. That season I made. What? I mean, that season I made a killing. Funnily enough, my mate, you know what? I need to bring up your mate on that one. Like, sure, dosh your friends of maybe an extra pie, but giving them, giving them actual cash? Extra cash? That season I made a killing. Funnily enough, my mate wasn't there the following season. No surprise. Last season, Forrest went cashless, the boggers. Any unexpected perks when bumping into an old friend?
Well, I had people when I used to work in pubs between 18 and 21, 22. And I worked in a variety of different pubs, so I got to know quite a lot of people. I remember specifically one night I went round all night and didn't spend a penny.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's the same sort of thing I was thinking of. I worked at a bar. I worked at a bar called PJ's, which was run by Peter Jones, owned by Peter Jones. So he's the Dragon's Den guy.
Yeah.
And sorry, I'm getting distracted now because I remember specifically his. Think allegedly.
Oh my god, this. We've talked about this. Definitely. Have we? I don't know if it's been on the podcast, but I've definitely heard.
Yeah, allegedly. My memory's a bit hazy. Maybe it was somebody else. I'm going to be very careful about what I say there, in case it goes out. But in fact, I might have to take that. That's the sort of guy who could really get me in trouble, no doubt. Right. In fact, I better not tell this story at all. Now I'm thinking about it.
Well, clearly, we didn't talk about it on the podcast then. No. Either that, or you were well hammered one night, and you.
Yeah, I do remember working at a bar, and just one of my mates came in. I was just slipping him drink after drink. Absolutely slaughtered he was at the end of the bar. But you know, if you're not going to sort your mates out, you're going to sort out, right?
Yeah, and it's you know, especially when you're working in bars, isn't it? So if anybody you know comes to the bar and asks for vodka and coke or something, they always do it, get a double or a triple, or you know, you don't take the money, you just dip them the drink. That's
for sure,
that's part of the course. I remember I used to work in one bar, and the owners were really strict, and they used to watch for you doing things like that. But I got told off a few times as well for sniffing my mates' drinks and stuff. But I was allowed a drink. And so I was allowed to have like a Coke, and I'll just have three Cokes or not. A soft drink.
Pint an hour.
So, one night I didn't realize. But one of the guys kept on putting a shot in my drink when I wasn't looking, and I got sent home drunk, and I was like, I'm not drunk. And then I fell out of the bar. I was like, oh no, I'm really drunk. but it was the owner that was getting me drunk, because it was a bit of a git anyway. Nice. But I don't know why.
You probably didn't save any money, but maybe that says something about the quality of their shots.
Yeah,
it's rather get you pissed and turn you home and not pay you rather than.
I can't.
Did he send you home in your car? Dave, get in your car and drive home.
I think I used to turn up on a push bike. I used to ride around.
That sounds equally legal. <Yeah. laughs>
I think he drove me home that night. I can't remember.
You should have.
Can't remember.
Yeah. Christian also says, Neil, I have PGA 2K, so if you ever get it, we'll have a round, mate.
Yeah, it needs to go on a big sale. Or hit Game Pass.
Is that the new one? The new one. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got an old one, but was it like the old ones? You couldn't, I don't know if you could play like multiplayer properly. It was weird, like you'd, I don't know. It was a bit of a weird multiplayer thing. As I recall on the old ones. You could play a round and then someone could play against your round, like at a different time sort of thing. I don't know if that's still the way, I assume that doesn't work like that anymore, but there we go.
Pilch.
Did you read the question at the beginning of that email?
Did I what? Read the question?
Yeah.
How do you achieve friend of the show status?
Yeah, did you read that?
No.
Oh, that was the title.
That was the title of his email. So.
Oh, okay. Did I say he was friend of the show?
You said he was friend of the show. There you go. That's how you become friend of the show. You email relentlessly.
Just... When I decide you're friend of the show, that's when you become friend of the show. Pilch. Am I going to say it? Friend of the show, Pilch. Said, hi lads, 28 inch. I just bought this beauty. Yes, Fraser, another TV. It's a Samsung Q80T, 55 inch, 4K, 120 hertz, variable refresh rate with free sync in preparation for the Series X release day. Did a lot of research as what TVs actually have 120 hertz VRR screens. I don't even know what that is.
Variable refresh rate,
yeah. I still don't know what it is.
See, that's because you've got a cheap monitor.
And they are really rare. What are you laughing at? They are really rare. They're rare as rocking horse shit. Even Sony only have one TV confirmed to run at 120 hertz in 4K on sale in the UK. Seeing as the PS 5 is supposed to be able to run those specs, I'm surprised they ain't ready on the TV side of things. Are you from Sony? Are you really? Are you really that surprised, Pilch? I didn't take you for being dumb. But really, Sony, I mean...
It's almost like PlayStation's a completely different company.
Sony on their, I mean, don't even get me started on Sony and on their electronics division. Jesus. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, mate. Hello. Who's cracking what?
The noise filter's not working very well tonight, is it?
Maybe it needs to hear it more, Neil, before it starts.
That's clearly not one of the things that AI has picked up on yet.
What are you drinking tonight?
Cronenberg.
Dave, you got a drink tonight?
Yeah, I'm on. Well, just Foster's tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, taking it easy.
I'm not going to be one of those guys. I used to love that low alcohol Foster's. Generic.
I haven't had a fucking donkey. Do you know what? Can we go on a bit of a tangent? Can we go on a tangent?
Sure.
No, Cronenberg's for people who like a beer.
Tennant
Super, that's when you're talking alcoholics.
Oh, come on.
I don't even think you can buy it anymore. That was like the 8.5% lager or whatever it was. Yeah. It was mental.
So Foster's I like having the drink. It's just I know I'm going to be on this for like 2.5-3 hours probably tonight, and if I'm drinking Cronenberg, that's at least 3 or 4 cans of Cronenberg, and I'm absolutely wasted. by the end of it. So
the week I can't remember. I reckon I'd already had about 5 Cronenbergs before we started this week. And then I had probably 2 or 3 more during it. Oh, so I had quite a few.
See, that was my attitude to drinking. I liked to drink and keep drinking, right? Mm. But the problem with Stella's and Cronenberg's is I couldn't keep drinking them. It'd just be a mess.
It's just about practice. Right? Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
I practiced for a long time and I was still never very good at it. But, you know, at least with something like a Foster's at 3.5% or whatever, you can really just keep going for most of the night.
That's what they call a session beer, is it?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's loads of old beers that I don't see anymore from back in the day, like Skull. What happened to Skull and Castlemaine 4X? Well, you couldn't move for Castlemaine 4X in the 90s. Now you can't.
In the 90s, in the 80s, mate. Those were 80s.
I wasn't drinking in the 80s.
But come on. We all knew the adverts, right?
I remember drinking Castlemaine 4X. And I don't know at what point it just disappeared.
Castlemaine, Hofmeister.
What about Hofmeister? Oh, the pills was a mess, like a huge thing.
All the sugar turns to alcohol.
Exactly. And it refreshed tones on the adverts.
Austin pills is still going. I still see it.
I've not seen one in years.
All right, I'll get a picture for one.
Yeah. Do you have to go to a proper, like, one of those weird off-license places?
No, it's like B&M. Like, randomly.
I've got some bad news for you, okay? Here's the thing, right? You remember when you were younger and your dad was like, "Ooh, I used to enjoy a double diamond. You don't see those around anymore," right? Because that's where we're at now, right? Old men.
I never remember double diamonds.
My drink of choice when I was younger, mid-90s, was Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, my God.
Flavored fortified wine.
Drink of choice? How can that be a drink of choice? That's a drink of desperation.
Yeah, I was only like...
Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds 20.
Oh, no. I was sick too.
That's everyone's introduction to booze, isn't it?
No, those are like, they were just
piss up.
Yeah, kiwi flavored. that was my teenage drink of choice until I could actually like go into and get proper drinks in pubs.
No, the closest I ever got to anything like that was maybe a snakebite in black until that got banned at the union. Right,
that's been banned everywhere now. Has it? Can't get snakebite in black in the pub anymore.
I'm not surprised.
I mean,
it's students. It was just everyone throwing up purple puke everywhere, right?
You know what a turbo shandy is?
Yeah.
It's not a sex thing.
It's a Smirnoff Ice and half lager.
And lager, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds a bit dangerous.
Yeah. Smirnoff Ice was my clubbing drink of choice.
I think it was like everyone drank Smirnoff Ice in the club. It was like, "Free Smirnoff Ice, please." Yeah, it's 15 quid. You're like, what? Yeah.
Let's finish off Pilcher's email. So he said, "I'm surprised Sony aren't doing blah, blah, blah. Anyway, took up too much of your time already. So I will say later. Thanks, Pilch."
So yeah, I didn't realize this. But the fact that there wasn't many TVs doing 4K 120 hertz, but yeah, apparently so.
My TV that I bought, I made it was, I don't know, it's definitely 120 hertz.
Right.
It's got the
Samsung,
HDMI, whatever it is, 2.1.
Yeah. So Q80T, apparently, is the one to get if you're after those specs in a TV.
It's upside down there, though.
What?
It's upside down. You might want to turn that around when he puts it up.
Oh, has he put an image there?
There's a picture as well. But yeah, I think actually it's on its side.
It looks like a nice TV. It's basically borderless.
Looks like a nice box. Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, thanks, Pilch. You might as well just send us more information about it. Obviously, we want to hear when you get it set up and what is going on with it.
Tell us when his eyeballs are melted.
Yeah, I want to know about eyeball melting goodness.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Stuart Cullen, says, with Apple moving the goalposts on Stadia and xCloud on iOS and the waters being muddier than ever, is there an easy way for the tech giant to stop being a dick about this? As ultimately, it looks like they want a cut of the pie. Could Stadia finally capitalize on this? Could they?
It's almost like Stadia needs a box of their own that you could connect to a TV and access all the content through the...
I've never heard of anything like that.
So, iOS, they just want to cut off everyone's time. They want to be Steam. They want to do the least amount of work for the most amount of profit.
Through Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Steam does.
No,
Steam used to be a game making company, and then it went into selling games, and then everybody wants to sell games on their service, and then they stopped making games.
How did it really start? I can't remember. Like, what was it? Was it because of online servers and stuff like that?
What
sort of became a thing?
Steam.
Steam.
It was a platform that they could sell both online and have the game communicate. And
something must have, like, because like you say, they, I mean, Valve just used to make games, but then what was the thing that needed Steam? What was the first thing that needed Steam?
Orange Box. It didn't need it, I don't think. But I think it used it as a platform for connecting.
There's something on PS3.
Team Fortress.
You had to sign into Steam, didn't you? On the PS3.
Really?
That was Orange Box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could. You had the opportunity to, because I think it had both cross-platform with the PC, and you could use your copy to have a copy on your PC as well.
Really?
Through Steam, yeah.
Mm.
So I think they released one or two more other games, and then other games wanted to join the service because they could sell their games on digitally and use their multiplayer services. Then it kicked off from there.
Well, what have they actually done with Apple then with moving the goalposts? Because it's something like, I still feel like when I read it, it still didn't seem like xCloud and Stadia were going to happen.
I don't know. Like,
they do. I do remember them there being a thing about them updating it, and someone got a little bit like, "Oh, maybe xCloud might actually turn up." And then I read it, I was like, "Still sounds like there's not going on there because I don't know how they're getting their money."
I'm not surprised somebody like Apple, who has their own multiverse or whatever it is, or their own universe or ecoverse or whatever we're calling it, and they're just like, we don't really want to put an app on here that allows people to just basically use all our stuff as a gaming machine for someone else's stuff. I get that in a way, right? Because they're not going to be selling the games to the customer. They're not going to be selling the service to the customer.
If they had it on there, right, people would buy their stuff. The stuff is already fucking expensive. You pay a premium to get an Apple product. So you've got an Apple tax before you even start buy any apps.
Yeah. I think the answer
how
is
much
not...
do you want? I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
It's like it's a grand for a fucking iPhone. Over a grand for some of them. And it's a fucking phone. I mean, you can spend that on an Android phone if you really want it. But not many. Only Samsung, really, unless you buy a stupid phone. Some fucking designer-branded one or whatever.
I think at some point I have to put my hands up and go, I really don't know. You know, I can try and blag my way through an answer on this, but who knows what they're deciding, right, or why they're deciding it. I mean, Epic have pissed them off, right? So...
Yeah, I think they may have gone thought they were a bit too big for their boots, really.
I'm not surprised Apple doesn't want anything to do with Google Stadia on their phone. That's not a surprise, is it? But is anyone, you know?
No. But honestly, no, it's not. It's like, well.
You know, and the Apple universe is, Apple phones and their iPads and stuff are definitely about being totally secure. Right. I mean, at least I have an Apple phone, and as much as it bugs me sometimes, and I'm not really a massive Apple fan, like it generally does what I need it to do. It's generally secure.
But what's the big insecurity about Android then?
I don't know.
Originally,
I'm not aware of me having an issue.
Yeah. Originally, it was
an Android for fucking God knows how long.
That you could basically jailbreak it and use custom marketplaces to install.
Yeah. Well, Samsung has their own marketplace.
Yes.
Huawei, whatever, going to have to have their own marketplace now because...
They're going to have their own iOS, not iOS, their own OS shortly. Yeah. But it was... Android is seen as being... more insecure in that it was a lot easier to jailbreak the device
What does that actually mean?
So what they mean is being able to install unsigned, unchecked software.
You can download like the apps from a website and you can put them on there. You just have to turn a few options on the
yes.
thing.
Yeah, developer
so mode. Supported, yeah. Legit. So you can put, like, that's how you get the things like the Showbox that you must have heard of. It's not allowed on Google Play Store, but there are ways to put these things on your phone.
It's yeah, and that's what's unsecure about it. But because
you don't have to.
No, well, that's it. That's the whole point of the security, isn't it? Apple won't ever allow an app or knowingly allow an app on their store to be downloaded by any device that has potential security risks or flaws. And people can't get around that restriction on iOS unless they specifically jailbreak their device.
They used to be able to jailbreak iPhones. So is that,
yeah, that was... No, well... You still can. It's very difficult. But the idea is that you don't jailbreak your iOS device. It used to be very simple to do it. Now, not so much.
You used to be able to pay people to do it.
I jailbroke one of my iPads. It was pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah. On earlier, like...
What did you do that for?
Because I could. I just wanted to try. I wanted to try it. I jailbroke it. I put some stuff on it, and then
what
after
can
all,
you put on that you couldn't normally put?
I,
on
you know what, Neil? It was 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember. Honestly, I can't remember. I think mainly they're like file folders and video viewers and things like that.
Oh, you could actually see what was on your phone, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it was. I didn't jailbreak my phone. I jailbroke my iPad. But after a while, I just went back to put it back to normal. I just wanted it to work properly. Like, it was unstable and there was some weird shit going on with it. And it was interesting as a little side project, but
yeah.
I've got something else from Christian here. You boys get round to watching Project Almanac yet? Didn't somebody talk about?
I was literally talking about that, didn't they? Earlier, we were just pre-show.
No, someone talked about it last week.
Did they? I didn't.
Somebody talked about Project Almanac. No, I'm going to tell you who it was.
Anyway, it looks all right. Looks like it could be interesting. Although it looks a bit Final Destination-y.
Who was talking about it?
A found footage science fiction drama.
Somebody was talking about it. I can't remember what it was now.
Well, on another podcast, you mean?
I think it was ours, but then I'm losing the plot most days now.
No, none of us have spoken about that. Otherwise, one of us would remember. Unless it was a guest, obviously.
I think it was Pilch, wasn't it? Have we had any guests
since
then?
That's the week I was hammered.
Who was on last week? No one. Anyway, I'm losing it. what time is it? An hour. Yeah, starting to lose it now. But I just closed my browser and then realized we have pictures on here from Chinny as well. Chinny posted some stuff in here, building a shed. So he said, putting up a shed. He's posted some pictures. It's like, boy's done good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's laid all his tools out. And
I like that. I love that organization of the all of the bits and bobs all in little piles.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a broken man at the end of it because he never posted the finish. So,
no, sorry, did you not? You haven't heard about his trials and tribulations of building a shed then?
I haven't, no. Should I?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure you will.
Oh, it's on the podcast, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Antonio says, when are you getting me on? Don't know, mate. Sort that right out. We have to talk. Just talk in the background.
Well,
I don't see. That
not next
be.
Week, usually, because that would be a week off.
But, next week, yeah. I think we have a week off. Yep, we'll be in touch. Let's chat. Let's get your people to talk to my people. My people being me.
And your people being you.
Yeah. Matt, friend of the show, Matt says, gummy bears or PS5 digital? Big fan. I'm a big fan of gummy bears.
What, on the show? Or...
Yeah, special
no, the food. The food. No, not necessarily special ones.
The edible.
Haribo gummy bears I really like.
I'm not a fan of gummy sweets.
Oh.
Or PS5 digitals. So neither for me.
Dave.
Out of the two, it'll be PS5 digital.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's 360 quid worth of gummy bears. It's a lot of gummy bears.
Okay. Let's. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's the gummy. Sorry, the gummy bears TV show. Right. Okay.
And that's the theme tune in my head. Thanks.
Let's move on then to what we've been playing. I'm just going to say, do we have to talk about Valorant?
No.
We all played it a bit, didn't we? I think we're going to be playing that for a little while.
I haven't played it much since whenever it was Sunday.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get some good games in this weekend, though, at some point.
Hopefully. It's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah.
And any of you PC... there's a lot of noise coming along, these people building PCs, but we ain't seen any of you online, are we? Maybe we should. Maybe that's there's a reason for that.
What can we do about that?
I don't know.
How can we get people involved?
It's almost like we need to, like, I don't know, send an invite going out to our listeners or the Discord. Or
I'm sort of the opinion, though, and sort of just speaking aloud here, right, is that, like, if someone... like if you just sort of say, hey, you know, here's the link to the Discord, come on in, right? And then everyone just comes in, and then next thing you know, there's tons of people in the Discord, and it's like,
yeah,
it's not
personal enough for you.
And you end up leaving the Discord.
It's not personal and involved enough. Plenty of I've kicked people off the Discord many a time. but like, yeah, no, just friend us on Steam, right? And make sure that you're friends with us on Steam. And then if you
that's
see
that's so good for Valorant, is it?
No,
it's true. It's true. All right, clever clogs. But then if you catch us and we're playing it, well, I mean, this really the only thing we're playing outside of Steam right now is Valorant anyway, isn't it? No.
Apart from all my Xbox stuff.
Yeah.
And Game Pass stuff.
Anyway.
I don't play anything on Steam anymore.
Just hit us up and if you want to hook up on Xbox, Steam or whatever.
The best thing to do is tweet the show, I guess, and we'll sort it out that way if you're interested in.
Yeah, but I think there's been some good play. I mean, Among Us, a lot of people were playing it. Actually, I won't jump to that because Dave was playing it. So it's good. Okay, well, let's skip Valorant. Neil, I've got nothing. Neil?
Really?
What, you want to talk about Valorant? Or really, no, I've got nothing?
Really, you've got literally nothing else?
Yes, it's true.
Wow.
I've been really busy this week.
Clearly. I've only really played two other games. I've continued to play Wasteland 3. I was playing it a little just before the show and getting into a few scrapes that I'm like, and things getting a little bit out of control. And I'm going, oh shit, didn't really want to get into this fight, but here we go. And people getting killed, but thankfully they come back after the battle. Thought I'd lost them, but I think if you lose them for too long, they might actually die. I don't know how it works, but I haven't lost anyone yet. But yes, I'm kind of enjoying that. There was a brilliant... I told Sean he needs to play it. That was before I found out there was a Scottish character in it, which was fucking awesome. I can't say anything more than that. But yeah, there's a guy called McTavish, and he's great. He's brilliant. He's not in it for very long, but it was great. So I'll be carrying on with that. I'm liking the way it's developing. I've not really done loads, but I'm getting a bit more used to the whole trying to manage your party in the battles. You can switch around your characters anytime during a battle. Like you could literally like use half of their action points and then switch to another character and do something. So yeah, there's a lot to it in the battles plus all the story stuff. And I'm enjoying it so far. It's a bit grim, like scenario wise, but yeah, actually quite enjoying it. But yeah, like I say, not really played a lot. So the only other game I've played, I ain't played a lot of that either, to be honest, because we played shitloads of Valorant for a while, is this Hotshot Racing, which was on Game Pass on the Xbox.
It's not on the PC, though.
No, it's not on PC. It's only on Xbox. But it runs all right on the Xbox. And
Is this like top-down?
No. This is sort of Outrun. Not really out. I can't think of something. It's sort of, you know, like Daytona, USA. That sort of polygon style. It's a bit more detailed than Daytona because that's proper old.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not realistic looking. It's low poly looking. Quite colourful and all that. It looks pretty nice. Like, and you've got a very simple sort of driving style. Bit like Ridge Racer-y when you get a guy, like you're just belting it around at like
max speed. Right, yeah, very arcadey.
Around all the corners.
Right.
And then you've got, if as you drift, if you're like as all the time you're drifting, you'll build up your boost meter. And there's like, I don't know, five sections to your boost meter. And once you've filled a section, you can press the boost button and it'll go like fucking go super fast for a little while. And it's all right. I don't know really, but it's all right. It's been fun. There's loads of, there's like characters you can play as different characters. There's about eight. And there's like two from Japan, two from America, one from Great Britain, blah, blah, blah. And if like they've all got little sort of weird little story bits that come up at the end of the Grand Prix that you finish, which is like four races each Grand Prix. It's not Outrun because you're doing laps. So,
no.
I don't know really. I suppose I haven't really played Ridge Racer enough to really compare it to.
Ridge Racer!
Yeah. it's different, but you know, it's like, because that was relatively realistic looking at the time, wasn't it? Ridge Racer. Without, obviously, the style of racing was completely not real. But
it is that Ridge Racer quote on at the start.
Drift around the corners, stream, like draft behind cars, to be, like slipstream cars to build up your boost and try and win the races, basically. There's no weapons or all that bollocks. So it's all right. And might play a bit more, I might not, I don't know. Because the thing with my Xbox is like, it's not my main place to play games. So it's like, when I'm upstairs, I might not put it on for like 20 minutes. I don't play a lot of it for any sort of length of time. I'm not sure I'd want to play that game for ages, to be fair. But it's not shit, and it's all right. It's
yeah, fun. I saw quite a few people that said they quite liked it.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're in like a bit of arcade racing, which is not, it can like, you got like easy, hard, and whatever, expert. And there's each character's got four different cars. All the characters have got four cars, but they look different. They're called different things, but basically, there's four classes of car for each person. So one person has got like a Formula One looking super fast car, which is crap at drifting, apparently. And then the next person's got like a World Endurance Championship car, but it does exactly the same. Like sort of stats, like the speed, the acceleration, and the drift. So whereas they look completely different, there's like four classes of car, and I think from what I've played, I've only played as two. There's like the sort of well balanced car, which is okay at everything, like the super fast car, like top speed, okay acceleration, but supposedly crap at drifting, was the best car I've had at every time because it was just like so quick. And it was easy to drift it still. I was like, I don't get like why you wouldn't just pick the fast car so far. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it enough to know what the benefits of the other cars are. But it feels like the fastest top speed one is the best one by a long way. So, and the characters don't make any difference. It's just what happens at the end. You get like a little sort of few screens and some quotes. And it's a bit humorous, I guess. But like I say, it was all right. It's worth having a go if you've got Game Pass, that's for sure. I'm not sure.
All right, for it. Free. Yeah, I might try. I might try it.
And that's basically all I played. So,
Davey boy.
Cool. So, yeah, I've played some of the Among Us.
The new hotness.
It's new hotness. It's actually quite an old game. It's like, yeah. It came out a couple of years ago, but like. It just started randomly appearing on some of my YouTube video. People that I follow.
Spying on you, Dave.
Sorry?
It's because your phone's spying on you. Here's you talking about these things.
They're appearing but, well, and then it's just sort of blown up. It's a really interesting game. The basis of it is there's up to 10 people on one of three maps, and either between one, I think you can have up to four imposters, but it's basically between one or two imposters are trying to run around and kill everyone. The way you win if you're not an imposter trying to kill people is to complete tasks, which include doing a variety of different things over the map, fixing parts of a ship or...
Oh, you're on a spaceship, aren't you?
You can be on a spaceship or on the ground or... Oh, right. Yeah, there's three different ones. Spaceship, on the ground, next to a volcano, and I don't know what the other one is. I haven't played it. But yeah, basically you run around trying to fix things. And if you get murdered, you can still do your tasks as a ghost. If you're an imposter and you get caught, and if there's only one of you, the other team wins. If there's two of you, one of you gets killed, gets voted off because you've been seen to be killing somebody or doing something that shows you're the imposter, like using vents to get around the map easily. When you get voted off, you get chucked in a volcano or ejected from the ship. So what happens is if there's a dead body, you can report it. You can do this as an imposter or as a crewmate, and it starts a 90-second countdown of where you're allowed to talk and discuss things with everybody else, including who it is, who you think it isn't, and then you have the ability to vote one of the people that you think it is or skip the vote. And when you get a majority, over 50% of the people voting, it ejects that person. Sorry, 50% of the people voting for the same person, that person gets removed from the game. Where I've been playing it is we've been playing it in Discord, and it is quite good in that all the games that I've been playing with, I'm playing with a few different people actually. You don't talk when you're actually playing the game, like in the game.
It's just like you decide that. It's like a.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. There's no voice. Yeah, there's no voice chat in the game itself. But you use the Discord. And yeah, it adds to it. It's funny that because I thought when I first sort of started playing, it, I was like, "Why is nobody talking?" I was like, "Somebody said nobody talks when we're in this bit." Oh, okay. But it's really sort of well. Done. The big part of the game is you're doing all this and it's an okay game. The big part of it is everyone is trying not to get voted out, especially the imposters. And
that's the fun part, is it?
That's the fun part, is that the verbal gymnastics people play to either convince everybody to vote for one person because they know that they're the killer and have seen them, or vote somebody because they're the imposter trying to convince everybody that it's somebody else, and the person that they're trying to kick out is maybe one of who's played it more, or convinces a lot of other people. On different games, you think you want to get them out early so that they don't pick up and it's you and convince them to vote you out, or there's a lot of mind games, and especially within when you're playing as well as the imposter, you can see if there's another imposter with you, and if you're the imposter going around killing people and not being seen, but you want people to think you're not the imposter, so you go and pretend to do some of these
So you tasks. Might report a dead body, even though... Like, you could kill someone and report the dead body immediately. So,
exactly.
Oh, I just found this dead body.
Exactly. So, I just saw somebody...
You played as the imposter, then?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of times. And there is some high-level sort of things, is that as part of the imposter, you can set off... events to make people go over to one side of the map. Say you've sabotaged the O2 system, so at least two people have got to go over to the other side of the map and do a task on the O2 to repair it, so everybody doesn't die of asphyxiation. So if you kill somebody on the left-hand side of the map, then do the report, the sabotage, to make everybody go over right, and that gives you more time to either for your cooldown, because your killing ability is on a cooldown, or give you an alibi to go over to the O2, kill them, go over to the O2, and then when it does get found, I was by the O2. And there's a lot of things, and it's a lot about knowing the map, it's a lot of intrigue. So it's a simple game, but the mechanics and the people make it interesting to play. So, yeah.
Well, so the person, say you killed someone, if that's another person, another player.
Yes.
So are they not allowed to tell everyone else that who it was that killed
them? Exactly. Yeah. They.
So that's just like a gentleman's agreement.
It's the gentleman's agreement that, they don't talk.
Can't just go, fuck's sake, Dave.
Yeah.
And just keep it away completely.
yeah. And nobody's actually done that yet in any of the games that I've played. But if somebody does that, then that's the end of the game, basically. So I think to be invited or to be allowed back to play with everybody again, you just don't.
You don't want to fucking mess up the game, yeah.
No. You want to, because you know, if you're the imposter,
like Columbo, the game says, don't see the murder.
Yeah. Last thing before we
just one more.
Yeah. If you like the sound of it, oh god, there's thousands of videos on YouTube about it.
I'm going to have to give this a go this week, but it's like $5, right?
So. Yes, yeah, it's a couple of quid.
In UK pounds.
Yeah, so, yeah, I looked at it.
It'll probably run on a very, very large range of machines, I would say, because it's very basic, isn't it?
Oh, it's very basic, yeah. I picked it up, and I a couple of hours. Was it Saturday night, Sunday night?
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, that's cheaper than going to cinema. If they can't go to them anymore, cheaper than renting a video on Amazon Prime. There you go.
Yeah.
I've just received today. It's the first time I've actually pre-ordered a game and played it on release, but it's not a new game. Although I hate it.
Sort of is, isn't it?
It's a new collection of games. Super Mario 3D All-Stars. Mm-hmm. And I've specifically been playing Galaxy.
Have you never played it?
Never played it. Oh. Also, didn't know it was a two-player game. And I could play it with my daughter.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's a it's a 1+1 game.
Here you go. You can waggle a controller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Odyssey, right? Somebody gets to be the cap or whatever.
Is it? Yeah. But I'd never played it before. It's very fun. It looks great on the Switch.
Yeah, that's good. Galaxy's a great game.
So I haven't. I thought about starting. Mario 64, because I love that game. But I looked at it and I was like, oh, no, I can't. I want to play Galaxy, so I started Galaxy. Also, I want to play Sunshine, because I haven't played that before either.
Mario 64, so I didn't have a Nintendo 64.
Right.
I've dabbled on Mario 64 numerous times through emulation or... Yeah. I think on the DS or something like that, but none of it worked for me. I wasn't really very keen on it. I think I would like to play it on the Switch. I think that will work better for me.
Mm-hmm.
Have they done anything to improve things, or is it literally just...
No, they... Just like yes.
Higher resolution.
They've done it 16... No. Yeah? 16:9 Mm. They've done the ratio screen ratio correct, because it was a 4:3.
Not on Super Mario, apparently.
I don't know.
On Super Mario 3D.
No, 64.
Sorry, 64. Yeah, I think that's still. They didn't up. They didn't. It's not widescreen.
Right. Oh, okay. Well.
Was Galaxy widescreen? I can't remember. Would that have been a widescreen era?
Yes.
It was a Wii, wasn't it? Wii, wasn't it?
So is it? Thought so. Widescreens were around then, weren't they?
Yeah. I don't know, because there's been a couple of sunshines, has there, or has there just been the one?
Only one sunshine, a couple of galaxies.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was keen on getting this, and then I wasn't.
I think a lot of people were hoping that Galaxy 2 was going to be included.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and then there was a day one patch, and it was like, ooh! They might have added Galaxy 2, but they didn't.
Okay.
They're waiting for the next collection of games to release that, aren't they?
So you got this on a cartridge, have you?
I've got it on a cartridge, yeah. I thought this, well, you know, Mario games never lose money if you sell them second hand. You know,
especially when you can't buy them anymore.
No. But because this is a limited edition run, they're only doing 6 months of run on it. It's going to definitely. There's already scripts.
You can only buy it digitally until March as well, which is just the most bizarre thing.
So basically, they're limiting the access to it, so the price of the cartridges will only go up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I bought it. I pre-ordered it through Amazon, and it came through today. Some people getting them yesterday.
Ages.
We've had the Switch out quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of Mario Kart.
My boy's Switch, and he just plays Xbox all the time.
Yeah.
Or PC. When he's been banned from the Xbox, he just comes and turns his PC on.
Then shouts at that.
I've got him to download. I've downloaded Fortnite on the PC for him to try and get him, because he plays it shit loads on Xbox. Like, you need to get better on mouse and keyboard. And he's just like, no, just like,
nope.
After about 10 minutes, he was just plugged in the controller and just carried on playing the controller on his PC instead of using mouse and keyboard.
I know somebody else like that, Neil.
I'm only using my mouse to play Wasteland. That's one thing. Wasteland 3. I didn't say it at the time, but I'm basically just using my mouse. I don't have to hardly touch the keyboard.
Right.
But you can play it with a controller as well, because it's on Xbox as well. So there is a controller alternative.
You're playing Valorant mouse and keyboard, right?
Obviously. You can tell from my mad skills.
Hey, I'm going to say it where it's due. You're playing pretty well when we play with you.
Yeah.
Relative to how shit we
occasionally
are.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
It's one of those games. Well, I did make a little video. Please follow me on Twitch.
Please.
No, you can't sub because I've not got enough followers. So,
please follow.
Yeah, watch the clip. It's on the Twitter, and it was great. It was awesome because it was one of those moments. It was like, if I'd have turned around and tried to shoot the person who was running after me, I might.
As you were being
died.
Told by everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. I might have actually died. But,
I will say about that game, I be careful here because part of me wants to say, I always feel like people are telling me what to do. Like, I'm going to call him out. Matt is very good at that, on giving advice, right? But I think it just, there's so many rounds in that game that, you know, it's not the case that, you know, that he's always telling us what to do, or people are always telling him what to do. It just stands out when it happens. You think it,
It's like best of 25 in the mode we've been playing.
Yeah, so you get, a lot goes on.
You can have the opportunity to redeem yourself or fall from grace, depending on how things have gone. So,
yeah, it's good. Okay, well, let's move on to the news. News. Neil's news.
No, not my news.
The first one was me. This is a pet peeve from this is my news. It's not even sourced from anywhere.
There was maths involved here.
Maths involved. So I think the UK is consumers are being stiffed on the price for the PlayStation 5. Comparing the UK price against the Japanese, it's the price of a normal PS5, which is £450. Convert to Japanese is 370. So it's like the full. It's like the price of the digital only for the full one in Japan, and then the digital only one is cheaper still. So
did you check the price of the games in Japan as well?
I didn't. Versus what they're over here. I didn't check the games, but I remember there was a big market in PS1 and PS2 imports from Japan, and that kind of fell away with 3 and 4 because I think the prices were quite comparative. But I'm wondering if there will be a market for PS5.
Maybe you can buy one in Japan.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I wonder if that's going to happen again with people realizing it's cheaper.
Well, have I not heard anything about them saying about region locks this time around? Is that just, you don't do that anymore?
It kind of fell away, didn't it? I know they tried to implement
it. PS1 or PS2 wouldn't have only played Japanese, wouldn't it?
No, it didn't. I think I think it was unlocked. I think maybe they started introducing that with 3 or 4.
What, region locks?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Original PlayStation was definitely region locked.
Was it really?
Oh. But NTSC and PAL, right? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and Japanese. What do they have in Japan?
NTSCJ, I think, wasn't it?
All right. So that would have been a whole new sort of thing, separate thing entirely.
Yeah, for sure. It was only, I think, actually PlayStation 2, I think, was reached, but I don't think PlayStation 3 was.
Maybe I'm thinking of it the way around. Maybe I'm thinking it was PlayStation 3s that you could get from Japan and Hong Kong.
I know. I'm not entirely sure about Asia, but I know that I was traveling from here, and every time I went back to the UK, I was buying PlayStation 3 games and bringing them back.
Because they worked.
Yeah, they worked. Yeah, of course they worked. And then, but they were also better. The used market was way better in the UK.
Okay.
Because you're more compact, you see, and more of you.
That's eBay definitely UK, true.
That's why eBay UK is so great.
Is it?
eBay Canada is bollocks.
I haven't bought anything on eBay, I don't think.
I buy stuff on eBay every week in the UK.
get shipped to Matt.
While you're in Canada.
I get it sent to my parents, and my parents send it to me.
Wow. How does that work currency-wise, then?
The
exchange rate isn't great, but the thing is, mostly it's music, right? But if I want to buy a CD from here, usually it's going to be not more expensive, and or not as available. The market's just better, and usually.
How many people live in Canada?
35 million.
Fuck off! That's ridiculous.
Spread and out they're all massive country.
Well, I think the majority in like. Two hotspots, aren't they?
Well, we have the sort of like the GTA where I am in the what they call the Golden Horseshoe is probably 12 million or something like that.
That's like London.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's just that Canada's massive and unwieldy, and we don't have as many people. That's why everything here is so expensive compared to the States, where the States has four times the population or more. Whatever it is. Wait, way more. 10 times the population?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Mental, isn't it?
So everything's cheaper.
Yeah, it's 10 times. Right? It's like 350 million, isn't it, for the States? Something like that.
And we're bigger than them. It's weird.
Hmm.
So yeah, anyway, but the UK is great because you have a lot of the shipping from places in Europe, let's say Western Europe, will ship to the UK for not much. So I get most of the stuff just sent
for much longer.
For a quid 50, but I get stuff sent for like a quid 50 or something to my parents' house. They wait till they have a stack of stuff and then they send it over to me. So, yeah, it's cool.
Maybe I should buy a load of shit before the end of the month, end of the year then.
Don't buy anything you don't need.
No. Or maybe stock up on some, like, I don't know, pasta, rice.
I bought something today, actually. Something arrived. Was it today? It arrived. Fucking hell. Today or yesterday that we bought on Wayfair, which is.
It's like a, I think, really cheap, dodgy, like, it's aggregate site. Okay.
I don't think it's dodgy. but yeah, I ordered something. And it said, I got an email saying, yeah, DPD are doing a delivery, blah, blah, blah. Expected delivery was the day after we ordered. And I was like, that's weird, because when I ordered it, it said it was going to be like about a week. And then when I looked at the tracking, it was like, I looked at it about three times before I realized that the place that was picking it up was in fucking Germany. I was like, oh, right, okay, so it's coming from Germany then. So it arrived yesterday, and it was an electric heater for the garden. And fucking hell, that thing is mental. It's like fucking daylight in my garden at night time.
An electric heater?
Yeah.
For your garden? Oh, like a gas burner one?
No, it's not gas because it's electric.
Okay.
What is it, like an infrared light?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's infrared because it's kind of yellowy light coming off it. It's not like red, one of those red ones. It's like halogen probably or something like that. But yeah, fucking hell, that thing's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's good.
And it was like £100 or something like that.
Cool. You do all right.
Fucking, it's like 2,000 watts, mate. It's fucking proper.
Nice. Fire up that old electricity bill.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you can't have, like, this is out there with her two mates in the garden. So I was like, you can't have this on much longer because the fucking electric's going to be mental.
You're warm enough. All right, let's turn it off now.
Get your blankets on.
Yeah, I'm running out of blankets.
How come you never put it on? You bought it. Why don't we ever put it on? It's too expensive to run.
It makes my solar lights look really fucking lame in my garden, put it that way. I put a load of solar lights up and they come on. I was like, oh, they're really impressive. They're quite bright, blah, blah, blah. Bought this thing today and it's literally like the fucking sun is shining in the fucking garden. I was like, oh, nice. Jesus Christ.
I can just imagine like the next door neighbor going, oh, just go and lie down in bed. Wrong.
Let's do this PS5 bollocks then.
Right.
Oh, sorry, did we finish you, Dave? Did we say
we finished? Yeah, yeah, that was just my little rant about money.
So, yeah, continuing the PS5 bollocks.
Yeah.
Can I just say that Dave called the discless PS5 the unique PS5 in his notes, which I thought was great.
he had two or three goes at that before he decided on unique, I think.
Yeah, I did. I was like, whoa. And then I had to check how to spell unique because it's not how you spell it is not how you say it.
I thought he'd gone off to do maths, like, because it was just like so many yen is however many. It was just like a pound sign, and then it just stopped typing for a while.
Right, go on.
So obviously then the PS5 had their little showcase on Tuesday or Wednesday. When was it?
Wednesday, I think.
It was Wednesday. Excuse me, Wednesday. So they basically showed a load of games and then did the whole "this is how much it is" laters. So, games. I don't know if I put these in the right order, to be honest. But stop me when you're interested in one.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 16.
Looked all right.
Yeah.
When's that coming out? When do you reckon that's coming out?
Don't care.
Who knows? Resident Evil 8. Looked a little jank, but...
I thought it looked a little jank. Sue from the Veterans Gamer was going, it looks awesome. I didn't think it looked awesome.
It didn't look like it was running great, whatever it was doing. It didn't really even look like there was the game yet. So, oh, there was a little bit of game, weren't there? Maybe. Yeah, I talked about Resident Evil 7 last week. It's like it's way too fucking creepy in first person, not fucking playing it.
Yeah, then they're carrying on the same thing with 8. So,
yeah,
it's more of the same for 7.
It's going to probably be even more fucking bonkers than the last one. But there we go. Demon Souls.
This was my game of the presentation.
Mm.
I thought it looked amazing.
It did look amazing, especially if you've played the first version of it. It's just like, it's a PS3 game. And this looks fucking amazing compared to the original. It's like a different game almost. I mean, it looks fucking 10 times better than Dark Souls, which is a recent game, Dark Souls 3. So that was quite impressive. And yeah, there was some weirdness about them showing it was coming to PC and was a limited time console exclusive. And it was like, but it's made by a Sony studio, isn't it? I don't know. It's a bit weird, but don't know what's going on with that. They've basically come out and said, it's definitely not coming out on anything else. It's a PlayStation 5 exclusive, not even a 4, just a 5. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've got PC, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe it'll come out on PC. Who knows? They said it was human error on the trailer, because obviously no one had fucking checked it before it went out.
No, why would they?
Yeah. Deathloop.
That's fucking bullshit.
What?
That it's human error or whatever. I bet you any money what happened is, because straight after this presentation, there were loads of people bitching and moaning. Bitching and moaning about PS5 not getting exclusives and this and that and whatever. I mean, to the point I just turned off to most of it. But I bet you there's no human error, no one checked it. Bullshit. I bet you they just at the end of it went, shit, we need to sort this out. What can we change in here? Who can we get on the phone and change it? Demon Souls happens to be probably more tied in as a Sony exclusive.
Well, it was like the little bit at the beginning, it said Japan Studio and it was all like PlayStation. I was like, surely that's definitely can't possibly be coming to Xbox. I wouldn't rule out it coming to PC at some point, but there's no way that's coming on Xbox, is there?
Isn't there?
It said Japan Studio. It's like a PlayStation Studio. Although it's been done by Bluepoint.
I don't know. Okay, well, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that was interesting. Deathloop. I was interested in that previously. Looked pretty cool. You weren't fast friends at all.
Was this the one where the guy went and killed a few people and then...
Yeah, it's like a weird time loop. You've got so long to kill everyone and then you start again.
My mind was racing a bit when I was watching that as to what... Instead of trying to take in what they were showing me, I was trying to work out what would... Once they said a couple of things at the start of it, I was trying to work out how that could be a good game rather than really just watching what they were doing. Could be interesting.
Well, I thought that looked cool the last time they showed it, and they showed a bit more actual game this time. I thought it's a first person sort of shooty type thing. So,
did you watch this, Dave?
But I wasn't that interested. I was kind of half watching that and half something else. So,
no, I just didn't know you haven't jumped in on any of them. I was wondering.
Nothing really.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's telling, then, right?
Yeah. Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
I'll tell you what annoyed me about this, okay? Was him walking out of his door of his house, turning left, and there's the fucking market, right? And then walking past three stalls in the market, and then there's the fucking high rise of the city. Like, that's not an open world. That's, no.
It's based in this place, it's in the same place space, isn't it, as the original Spider-Man. Is that not right?
Maybe, I just thought it was a bit weird.
I didn't notice that, to be honest. I noticed some lots of reflections.
Because you live out in the country, don't you?
Anyway, I thought it looked quite... It's going to be good.
You get starry-eyed when you go to the big smoke. Where are all these people coming from underground?
I went to Wickham today, and I drove through lots of countryside, I can tell you, on the way there. Anyway,
living the dream.
Indeed. and it did smell really rank at one point, I've got to be honest.
I'm not
that much of a country bumpkin because I drive through bits when I was like, Jesus Christ, that's actually making my eyes water. That smells so bad. So Anyway, moving on. Spider-Man, going to be good. Even though it's only half a game. Hogwarts. This was, I think, second in the show, wasn't it? So this is definitely not in the right order. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I mean, visually it looked quite impressive, but I don't know. I was a bit like, there's a lot of shit going on generally around the person who created Harry Potter. I was like, that's quite brave going second with this in the show. But apparently some people are going to be excited about that, I guess. But I'm like, I'm too old and my kids are too young to have got into Harry Potter. So it's completely passed me by.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a lost to us too.
Yeah.
We watched them, but we're not big fans.
Yeah, exactly. My kids ain't interested in reading the books and we've watched the films, but whenever they run, I always fall asleep. So there we go. I know that a lot of people like it, but like I say, I know that the creator of it has turned in to be a somewhat divisive over the late. So
I don't have much bearing on Harry Potter fans.
No, on the fans, no, but on people who aren't fans, maybe.
Yeah.
There we go. Five Nights at Freddy's. I was like, really? Okay, there we go.
This trailer started, and I correctly guessed what it was. I was
like, did you? I had no idea what it was, because I've never played one, and it was just like... Yeah,
there were a couple of tells.
At the end, I was like, nah, you're right.
Yeah, I got that one. I think this might be...
Is it the same as all the other games that I've done, basically?
You didn't really see any game, did you?
No idea, mate. But I think it's just a case of, like, you have a ton of young kids. Like, Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm not sure about your kids, but basically my kids were obsessed with Five Nights at Freddy's for a little while when they were probably about 2 or 3 years ago. So it doesn't surprise me that they're coming of age. Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me that it's an IP that can generate some money for them for sure, and target a specific young audience as well.
Are people still into that?
But it's not us.
No, definitely not. Okay.
Oddworld. It's us.
Yeah, Oddworld. What did you think of that?
Never liked Oddworld. Looked neat.
No, me neither. Looks like fucking Oddworld from I don't know however long ago. Except they've got... It's basically a 2D game, but they've made it a bit more 3D looking by the look of it to me. You're basically playing on a 2D plane, but the camera kind of sweeps around a bit now. I was like, nah, you're all right. Didn't like the Oddworld games. Then we had some Black Ops.
I missed that.
Blops.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of a campaign mission. And what I've got to be honest, I was watching it on my phone, so nothing's going to really pop that good. But I did see people saying that it was running at 30 frames per second of the stream. So Call of Duty doesn't look like it's going to look like when you actually play it, because it's running at half the frame rate. But yeah, it looks pretty all right. But this is weird, because do you remember Ghosts came out? Call of Duty Ghosts was the transitional game of the last console generation. That was a bit shit. I wonder if this will suffer as well.
What is it?
Well, there's a big campaign, which honestly I thought looked quite interesting from just the trailers. And there's zombie mode and there's multiplayer.
Like, it's not...
Warzone continues as a separate thing.
Sorry, hang on, I'm getting confused. Is this the new Black Ops? This is the new one.
Yeah.
But is it Cold War?
Yeah.
Cold War. Okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Some Call of Duty games are absolute shit. So, yeah, it's possible, right? I quite liked Ghosts, though, I think.
Oh, it was fucking dog shit. The multiplayer was alright, but, you know, multiplayer is generally okay. It was the story and everything.
Maybe I'm talking shit. Out my arse.
Yeah. Maybe. Can't comment. at least it's only talking out of it this week, eh?
Yeah, that's right, so far. Oh, don't, Neil, don't you curse this show. We're nearly there. I can see the end.
Right. Next one I've got on my list was Devil May Cry 5. I was like,
care.
Really? Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That is a series that just is enough for
it. No.
Yeah. And this is not a new game. And then they did a little thing about PS Plus collection, which was the PS4 games that apparently they're going to be available as part of PS Plus on PS5. They looked like the PS4 versions. And in fact, Last of Us looked like the fucking PS3 version when I saw that. So I don't know if there's going to be doing anything with those games to make them look or run better. They'll load faster, I assume, because of the SSD. But they didn't look any better than they did. And like I say, Last of Us, I was like, that looks like a PS3 game. But we'll see. Maybe it was because I was watching on my phone.
Well, this is one of those things that made everybody sort of go, hang on a second. At one point, wasn't backwards compatibility off the table? Like, because the new console generation was supposed to be a new generation.
They've generally kind of said a load of things in the past and then just fucking walked all that back in like one evening, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like the whole, shortly after the show finished, a load of the games which were supposedly like Horizon, whatever it is, Forbidden West, Spider-Man, Morales, and a few couple of others, I can't remember what they were. It turns out they're coming out on PS4 as well. But cross-generation games are going to hold back games, apparently. So they're not going to do that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There's no way at this point anybody is releasing anything without dropping it on PS4 as well. I mean, look at the install base.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like, and we mentioned it before. I can't remember what we were talking about, but it's like someone asked the question. They're not going to say no to 100 million potential sales.
No. The only way PlayStation can do that is if it's a first party title and they make that decision. No third party.
Well, even their first party stuff's not going to do that, because two of the big ones is definitely coming out on PS4.
Right.
I don't know when Horizon's out, to be honest. So it's definitely not a launch title. So games wise, I was a bit like, okay, Demon's Souls looks very cool. Not really that interested in much else. Spider-Man, I haven't finished the first one. Because I got bored. So I was a bit like, games wise, that's not making me want to buy one. I'm sure there are people out there who are like really excited, and they will sell out all of their fucking pre-orders anyway. And that was a whole other thing, the whole pre-order business. Like on the last showcase or interview that I had with some guy from some CEO of whatever, saying, don't worry, we'll definitely let you know when all the pre-orders are going to go out, and we won't just give you a minute's notice. Well, there was fucking pre-orders available very shortly after that show. No notification from Sony that it was happening. And then there was other pre-orders opening up the next day. There's been pre-orders opening up at different times throughout today, and I don't even know if Sony have ever said anything about it.
Oh, well.
It just seems a bit of, I don't know. They've been saying, like, talking the big Billy big bollocks, and then just it's not really acting like it after. So we had the price and the release date and the pre-orders dates. Well, sort of didn't really say anything about pre-orders. Jeff Keighley was telling you more than Sony were at the time. So the price is $450 for the main PS5 and $360, this is pounds, obviously, for the discless one. And I thought, that's quite a big difference, to be honest. I wasn't expecting that to be that big a difference, because I can't believe a disc drive is very expensive when you're ordering a fucking shit ton of them. Probably about £20 cost to Sony. So the, what is it, £90 difference. I was like, that's quite a big discount for the discless one. But then I saw the fucking price of the game. I was like, oh, that's how you're making the money back, is it? Because Demon's Souls is £70 or €80 in the Europe. And they've got a big market in Europe, I believe. UK was sort of was very popular with PlayStations, but Xbox's markets were basically US and UK, or North America, UK. And yeah, that's a lot of bucks for Europe to be swallowing, I would have thought. Sounds like a lot of money, €80 a game. I don't know what the Japanese prices look like. They've already said basically, what did they say? Something like that Jim Ryan. I'm not starting to not like him. He sounds like a bit of a bell end. But he said the model, basically, a lot of people, Game Pass has basically fucking ruined me. When I look at from a value point of view, I look at it and go, I could buy a PS5, say I wanted the disc one, for £450. And if I wanted to buy it, then I'd have to buy a game. If it's a first party game, £70. It's like, that's £520. Mm. If I wanted two games, it's nearly £600. I'm like, okay, then I only get one controller.
I was going to say, what about another controller?
The controllers, to be fair, £60 doesn't seem that unreasonable.
No, it's not too bad.
I don't think the hardware, it looks reasonably priced. The software, however, I'm like, that's going to add up very fucking quickly into a lot of fucking money. And then I look at Game Pass and go, so basically for the price of two fucking PlayStation 5 games, I could have a year's worth of Game Pass with all of those fucking games.
I mean, that's if they can get to people and say, look, Mr. and Mrs. Smith or whoever you are, right? I know your kid wants a console for Christmas, right? PS2 is going to run you probably, you're not going to see much change out of £600 if they've got a little brother or sister as well, because you're going to need to get a couple of games.
It's going to be more than that,
right? Or £25 a week, £25 a month. There you go.
Yeah.
£25 a month. You're not going to get drained for over Christmas time. I've got a feeling the Xbox could really do well at holiday time.
It depends on the way the people in the shops talk about things.
If it gets communicated well.
Yeah, that's like the problem for Xbox is no one likes Xbox, apparently. No one likes to tell everyone how great Xbox is. But because, I don't know why. Because I'll just look at it and go, that's a lot of money. And like you say, I could have, like you say, and not just a Series S, a Series X for less than £30 a month.
I don't know.
With Game Pass, all those games.
There's a number of things that Xbox have got against it. The original Xbox was not very good. Well, as good as a media player.
The original Xbox was awesome, Dave. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It wasn't very well supported.
It wasn't very well. It didn't sell well.
No.
Compared to the PS2. But the PS2 was out way before Xbox. And it was.
Yeah.
The time Xbox even came out.
So the Xbox 360 was an amazing machine until they all died because they all overheated. Mm.
I just bought another one.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. I know people that were on like 3 or 4.
Oh, I had 4.
Yeah. So, you know, whereas I'm not sure if the PlayStation 3 had any of that, but it wasn't as well advertised.
The PS3 launched and it was fucking well expensive because they launched with the 60 gig PS3. That had a PS2 built into it.
Yeah.
Was fucking loads of money. And that was they fucked up at the PS3 launch.
And then the second set removed the. Oh, well, actually, the original PlayStation 3 had. It was a computer as well.
You could put Linux on it or whatever.
You could boot to.
Linux. No one fucking did that. No one who was interested in playing PS3 games was interested in that, really.
Oh, I did that. I put Redbox on it, which is a Unix OS. It didn't last long because they removed the functionality. But I read they originally did that to get around a tax, an import or an export tax, because
that's interesting.
Try and keep the price down, basically.
Because
computers, like personal computers, didn't have attacks on them or such high as attacks as a video game device did. So they did that originally to get around an import tax. What was I saying? Where are we going with this?
Can't remember.
No. Why Xbox isn't as popular? And to be honest, now I'm confused with what numbers or what series, or I actually don't know what this version or the next version is, or what the difference is. Like they've made it so confusing. I know a PlayStation 5 is a PlayStation 1 more version higher than a 4. I don't know what a version S, X, L is. I don't know. Does that mean me being old, or
No, I don't think it is. Or... I'm just wary of dropping back into that conversation. I mean, we sort of know it. It's like, yeah, what the fuck are they doing? But still, I mean, it's not going to be long before you go to the shop and it is what it is, right? You're not going to be able to go to the shop and buy an Xbox One because they're not going to make them anymore. So it's going to be an X or an S at the shop, you know?
Yeah. Well, how long is that going to be? Is it going to be a year or 6 months? Or
the Xbox One?
Well, you know, they're phasing out of the old... to the new, because I don't know, from a lot of what I've seen is that it's not a huge...
You're going to get a couple of years. But like I said earlier, like PlayStation are bringing all their shit out on PS4 because there's fucking loads of them out there.
Yeah.
There's no need to buy a PS5 or an Xbox Series S or X. Really.
New and shiny.
Well, I mean, my Xbox ones, I'm still convinced they're just done. They're just running like garbage, right? So I'm just keen.
I feel like they've done a bit to make them run a bit better recently. Like the actual OS is running probably the best it's ever run.
Yeah, you're right. It's not as bad as I make it out to be, but...
It takes ages to load a game. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just need patience. Anyway, we're hashing out old arguments. What do we got next?
Are we done with PS5?
Is anybody ordering a PS5?
No. Fucking okay. Games are too expensive.
Alright.
Hardware, good price. Games, fuck off. No way.
Alright, that's the box quote.
plus there aren't any fucking games. I saw apparently Assassin's Creed Valhalla is going to be £52 on a PS5 and on a Series X. What was that fucking game? The one that I was looking through the game prices, and it was that weird destruction game. I can't remember. You probably don't even fucking remember it. It was 70 quid. And I was like, you can get fucked if I'm paying 70 quid for that, because that looks shit. Probably turn out to be really good now. Overcooked 1 and 2 bundled was £40. I was like, no. Yeah, exactly. I've got them on fucking Game Pass for basically nothing.
Well, even on... those are £5 games at most in a sale.
Well, yeah. £40 for the bundle on PS5. I was like, no, you're good. I'm good. Not happening. So, yeah, maybe 2 or 3 years in. God of War was the thing we missed out. Well, that's coming out next year, apparently. No, it's not.
I reckon PlayStation are going to really... They're going to sail through this on the back of PlayStation 4's popularity.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long that's going to last.
Well, it depends what happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's ever evolving.
It depends what happens, but...
Which is interesting.
Anyway, that's all bollocks. Who gives a shit? The big news of the week is that IKEA are partnering with Asus ROG to make a range of gaming furniture.
This interests me because both my children need chairs.
Unfortunately for you, it's not coming out until 2022 because it's launching in China next year.
That I was buying them straight away. I can wait. I have patience.
Yeah, so it launches in China as the first market, apparently, next year, 2021.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Nokia, and I like Asus. I've got some ROG stuff. So yeah, I'll be interested to see what they come up with.
Hmm.
Huge news.
Massive.
Is it?
No.
I'll tell you what, I'm more likely to buy that than I am a fucking PS5 or an Xbox.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm sitting on an IKEA chair right now. So
yeah, so am I. And I've got fucking, I'm surrounded by IKEA furniture everywhere. So
actually, I'm on an IKEA desk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
and fucking Billy bookcases everywhere and fucking God knows what else.
Oh, I've got to build some shelves this weekend. That's what I need to do.
Last little bit of news.
Oh, you've ruined my night now. You made a reminder of me that I've got
that up. So let's move on.
It's something to look forward to.
The Oculus Quest 2 was announced. It was kind of leaked before it came out, but yeah, it was announced officially this week as well. And they've said that basically they're not making headsets specifically for PC anymore, like the Rift is now done. They are going full on into the mobile all-in-one headset, which you can also connect to your PC. Much improved resolutions on the Quest 2, bigger storage, and the optional extra storage is double what it was last time around. It's 256 gig for the extra. In fact, it's cheaper as well, isn't it? It's £100 cheaper. It's £300 base model and £400, I think, for the extra storage model. So
I was interested. I did the math and it still worked out to be close. I was not going to see much change out of $600 I want to get for a Quest 2 for me here.
Really? Which is, that's like double the price in pounds.
Well, so it, 450, I think it is American, wasn't it?
What, for the extra storage one?
Quest 2 is Quest
$300 quid.
Anyway, it's the smallest one here. Oh no, the smallest one here is, yeah, well, anyway, Canadian $459.
Hmm.
And then you can slap on some tax on that too. Thanks very much. So multiply that by 13%.
You got to buy some games as well.
Well, now I'm definitely the wrong side of $500. But apparently my son is saving up for one, so I don't know.
Yeah. Also, you need a Facebook account for the Quest 2.
Mm. Oh, well.
So that can get fucked. Anyway.
Box quote. Neil's box quotes.
Yeah, you can get fucked.
I love it. Your little roundup at the end of each of your news articles. Usually involves fucking slagging them off.
Yeah. Too right. Gotta be done. Yeah, obviously it's owned by Facebook, so.
Yeah, there's that too.
I had an email, a weird email. I'm not even sure what I need to do with my, because I've got a Rift, original Rift. And I had an email saying, we're changing this blah, 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 and from such and such a date, you can continue to use it as you are with your Oculus account, or you can change to a Facebook account. So I was like, there's surely a twist here where all of a sudden, if you actually want to buy anything else from now on, you're going to need a Facebook account, I assume, or some bullshit. I have a Facebook account, but I don't fucking use it really anymore. I suppose there's nothing to stop you just creating a new Facebook account just to use the Quest.
When was the last time either of you used your VRs?
It's been a while, a couple of months.
I've probably got to say about 9 months for me.
Mate, you should flip it.
Yeah, I know. Still got the boxes.
I bought Half-Life Alyx. I've got to use my fucking headset.
I would say with a piece of kit like that, unless you definitely want to keep it for posterity, flip it, because you need to get some money back off that as quick as you can.
Well, the Rift is already old because there's a Rift S. So I don't know how much you'd get for a Rift. But I think it's got to the point where it's not probably worth enough to get rid of it versus the value of keeping it for you may want to use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be something to look into. I've got loads of time.
You spend all day Monday doing that. Well, yeah, 5 hours Monday when your daughter's at school.
Yeah. Have a good think about it.
So, right. Unless there's anything else you can think of that's happened that's interesting or not interesting, no. Depending on how you look at it.
I've got nothing else. I'm quite happy to wrap up here. I think that it takes us to about the 2 hour mark, unless anyone has anything else to add.
No.
No. Well, I think that's covered it. Ready?
Good. Much on for the weekend?
Working on Sunday. Nothing going on tomorrow.
I'm doing football golf on Sunday.
Where are you doing that?
It's a pretty shit golf course in Northampton called Delapree.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
Yes. Yeah. It's they do it on the 9 hole. They set aside like a couple of hours Sunday evening, afternoon, evening. People to do it. It's a good laugh.
It's quite easy to socially distance doing golf.
Yeah.
Especially if you're shit. Like,
and when you're kicking a football, it's I'll tell you what, it's bloody hard work actually.
Yeah, it fucking is. I've done it. There's one in Milton Keynes that does foot golf, and this is only 100 yards. It's like, yeah, do you try lumping a fucking football 100 yards?
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Kicking a ball once in a while is okay, but...
especially if it's windy.
Yeah,
not one of them. Good. It's like a proper football, not one of them like beach footballs, which you wallop and goes like half, goes behind, looks you. Like you've actually larruped it. It goes like 5 yards in front of you and then catches the wind and disappears behind you.
But no, I think we're going to do something tomorrow. Probably go for a long walk. We're going to go Willen Lake around Milton Keynes, or... we've been trying to find some nice bridle ways and stuff through fields. And
tell you what, we want to head out on the road between Aylesbury and Wickham. There's shitloads of fields. A couple of them smell really rank, but there's some lovely fields and some foresty looking places on the way between Aylesbury and Wickham, as I discovered this morning. And I was like, if he was in lockdown, this would be a pretty good place to live because there's loads of nice fields. And there was a non-electrified railway line, which I saw a train on. I say a train, it was like an engine. There was no fucking carriages. It was just like one engine carriage that went along this line.
Nice.
But no electricity on. Well, at least no overhead electricity, because I was probably literally like one or two tracks. So yeah, it's like it's a bit like oldie-worldie around there.
Right, yeah, Fraze, apart from your shelves?
We're out for a socially distanced lunch tomorrow with some friends. We haven't seen them since lockdown. Actually, they are, you know what they are? It's gaming related in a way. Well, they have an old TV, so they said, do we want it? So I said, yeah, I'll take it. And they also have a Wii. They said, well, we don't, you know, like, Every household has a Wii, right? So this household just went, yeah, well, we don't want it anymore. We'll take that as well. But I've got a feeling it's one of the early ones that has the GameCube ports.
Controller,
Yeah, so if that's the case, that could be a good one to...
Have you got GameCube controllers?
No, but it's I think those ones are easier to...
Hack,
yeah. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see.
What can you do with them then? Like a retro gaming.
Don't know. I think I've attempted to hack the Wii 100 times, and each time I've been bored shitless. I don't know why I'm doing it. So.
Because you haven't done it for a while.
Yeah. Well, why not? Anyway, we'll see. Yep. And lots of dog walking out tomorrow morning. Big walk. So.
Yeah. Just you and a dag, or?
I'll go with a friend. So. Okay. He's got a dog too.
What's that? A friend.
A dog. Or a friend. What's a friend? What's a friend? Good. All right. Well, look, let's get out of here then. Thank you very much for listening. Probably not here next week. Maybe not. But probably not. See you in a couple of weeks. Until next time, thanks very much.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.